Okay, Monica, thank you for coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie about a very interesting topic about older people separating and whether they can still get a mortgage. Divorce rates are apparently down in England, 28% fall in divorces between 2005 and 2015. But you're saying older people are bucking the trend. So a lot of 23% of men over 65 are divorcing and 38% of women. Where did you get these figures from?
Well, these figures are actually from the Office for National Statistics, and they are quite interesting, aren't they, Jackie? So, you know, just in terms of what's really going on out there.
I wonder if it's long-term marriages that look like they're going to last forever, but something happens and they just decided they want to change their lives. It's often when people retire, they find themselves together a lot, and suddenly that's when it all seems to go wrong.
It's interesting you say that, because it's people where the kids have sort of left home. As you say, they get in retirement and they have to spend time together. And then it looks like there's a lot of options now out for people, and people aren't prepared to sit back there and just live like that. So they're looking at different ways of, you know, borrowing now.
Yeah, I think people are just much younger at 65 than they were a few years ago.
Much, much younger, yeah. They see lots of years of interesting things ahead of them, and lots of a whole new life ahead of them, really. So it's something that, as lending, banks are really very, you know, very well aware of. There are so many different options. So you're absolutely right. And in the industry here, the name later life lending is, I think it's more of a jargon that's used within the industry, but later life lending means so much. And I think there are so many different things that people just don't know. There's a massive misconception that you actually can't get borrowing when you passed a certain age. And that isn't the facts, of course, anymore.
Well, let's go through some of the options. So people suddenly get to this age where they think they can't have a long-term mortgage of more than a few years because of, you know, how their health and whether they will be expected to survive that. So what are their options?
I mean, it's a question actually that I get asked a lot. And and as I say, I think people do say, right, okay, well, we can't get, we're 55. So does that mean that our term's going to be short? And the long and short of it is that there are very many different types of options in terms of where they go and who they do, because every bank does something different. But yes, there are lending up to certain ages, right up to, there's retirement interest only mortgages, which just mean that you can pay back your mortgage right up. There isn't really an end date. There's many lenders lending up to age 80, but I mean, you've got to fit certain criteria. But these options are out there. So I think the question is what, you know, everybody needs to have sort of be aware of really what their assets are, because it's not necessarily then about your income, because you might have retired. So it's about what other investments, what have you got, what pensionable income have you got, and getting each bank individually to look at those. And they do take them into consideration.
So obviously they'll take into consideration potentially a tax return, look at any pension they've got. Some people only have company pensions, but obviously some people have something called a SIP, which is quite a flexible sort of pension. So how are those all taken into account when they assess a mortgage and the term that they have on the mortgage, whether it's interest only or whether it's part repayment? There's so many options they can go for.
There are, and it's really good to know, and a few of the things you've actually said there, that each lender will provide something different. I mean, there are lenders that will provide, even if you haven't drawn on your SIP, which is a fund, your fund value is sitting there and you haven't yet drawn on it, there are lenders that will take a percentage of that fund and use that as your income. And use it on an interest-only basis. So therefore, because obviously if the term is going to be shorter and you're taking out repayment mortgages, that means you're going to pay back a lot per month, because the monthly payment's obviously going to be high because you've got to pay the debt off quicker. But if you can have an interest-only option, which these lenders are offering, some of the lenders are offering, You can not only, if you're drawing your pension, great, because your pension income goes with you for long term. So they will take that into consideration. But equally, there are options for people that haven't yet drawn their pensions, even if it's not on a tax return, but they can show proof of their fund value statement, which most people get on an annual basis. So those can be taken into consideration and taken over the longer term.
That's super. And obviously, the people have got to this age, they probably have a fair bit more liquidity. So are we talking of options tailored with maybe a larger deposit, maybe even up to 50%?
Very much so. I mean, there is a whole new stream of later life lending. And to be honest with you, there's different jargon used in the industry as to the different types. But you're absolutely right. There is people and lenders that will lend a percentage of your asset and a percentage of your assets that aren't necessarily your property to take into consideration. So there's later life lending. I know equity release still has a little bit of a taboo wording, but it's a very, very different thing now. It's a completely different kettle of fish in terms of, there's lots of protection and lots of guarantees in place from lenders where you can borrow a percentage of your property value and either choose to pay it back or choose to pay it back. So the options are out there. So really, people should really ask and not just take for granted that they can't get lending because they're over a certain age.
It's interesting you say about equity release, because it does actually fill a lot of people with goosebumps because of the sort of the compound interest that gets applied to equity release. Are you saying that situation's better now?
Much different, yeah, very much different. And the lenders have taken into consideration really what it used to be like. And, without taking sort of worried about losing your home, that those options, they just don't happen. That wouldn't happen now. They are very much different. And also many of them give the clients an option to pay back, so the interest doesn't roll up. So it's a very different ball game. And it's something that I think it's the future of people perhaps looking at some of these options as well, maybe to say, look, we're at this age where they're all considering it to gift to their children. Maybe they want to stay in their home and they don't want to go into care, so they're looking at these different options. So there's gifting to grandchildren, maybe taking some money out to go on holidays. These are all reasons for people wanting to look at equity release. But equity release, as I say, comes with options now of paying back, so that debt doesn't increase.
That's very interesting. So just moving on a bit, somebody at 65, they've got a 20-25 year mortgage. What are the options for them if they wanted to pay that mortgage off? Because obviously this age group, you've probably got elderly parents in their 80s who might pass away and bequeath you some money. So would they be able to then pay off parts or more of these mortgages if they got an inheritance without paying a penalty?
Yeah, I mean, predominantly when you sort of go in and you fix a rate, they come with penalties. And depends if we're just doing later life lending. I mean, we advise people, look, if you're, let's look at it individually and see what the penalty is. If the fixed rate is finishing at a certain amount of time and you've inherited some money, then of course you can say, well, that's great, we'll pay back what we can within the penalty. Once the penalty finishes, we'll then, pay the lump sum off, so you're not straddled with that mortgage for the long term.
I think we might have covered everything. Is there anything else you want to add to what we've discussed so far? I think I've thrown a load of questions at you about SIPs and pensions and everything. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our listeners so that if they were going
no,
to?
I think it's quite, it's just really trying to get the message across that there's just so many options. And I think every situation and every call is very different, but fundamentally they're all looking. So I think we've covered quite a lot of it. We've gone into equity release, later life lending, interest only repayment, and that people can later in later life use income other than their salaries, if you like, as to how they can be approved by the bank. So I think I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, me too. I think the last thing I'd say is there are such a lot of options out there. Where do people go to find it all under one umbrella, if you like? because there's so many to compare with? Do they have sort of comparethemarket.com for later life lending? Is there somewhere they can go to get all their answers on in one place?
Yeah, it's really important to seek advice from an experienced broker that specialises in later life equity release, retirement interest only, because they will literally be able to confirm what each and every bank does, as opposed to you're really not going to get the answers. You'll see rates on compare the market sites and things, but you won't get the individual advice. And it's really important when you're looking at this now that you seek experienced advice from a broker.
So we'd say look for a, if you're going to Google search something, you look for a broker that specializes in later life lending to get all the answers.
Absolutely. Obviously, MB Associates, we can assist you with that, but certainly you must look for to get a help from somebody that deals with later life lending, or if you simply Google that, you will clearly be able to find people that specialize in that, and that you'll get all the answers from a broker that deals with this day in, day out.
Monica, thank you so much for coming onto the Radio Jacket. It's been very enlightening, and I hope a lot of people out there who may be in the situation where they're separating from a long-term partner and they want a future with their own property and a new home, you've given them some sort of insight into how they're going to go about it. So thank you very much for talking to me on Radio Jackie.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Thank you. Bye.